A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when big economic guru Josh Friedem Icebergs responded to the growing army criticising the JobKeeper billions, $25 billion according to Josh's own department, presumably a minimum $25 billion ripped off by caring employers who did not qualify, with a scintillating retort which put them in their place. They're making it political. We said last week that politics has no place in politics, and yet here we go again. Misguided, long-haired, commie, greeny critics, including a True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review columnist, and goodness me, how more long-haired, commie, greeny can you get, who still think politics has some relationship with politics. And anyway, great retailer Jerry Harvey for me and Harvey for me gave back $6 million of the millions he got after announcing a few trillion profit. And I think we'd all agree Jerry deserves every cent of the corporate welfare he enjoys. And he does enjoy life. He's always smiling and happy and always proffering advice to government and all of us on steps we can take to make him even more money. And Jerry would agree with Josh that it is far more important to take action against welfare recipients and workers to whom a bit of the JobKeeper trillions trickled down, whom they allege were overpaid, because Jerry is an honourable man. And if the government does inadvertently overpay a welfare recipient, then that welfare recipient is clearly breaking the law. Whereas Josh and Jerry know ripping off JobKeeper is not illegal because Josh just forgot to write into the law that those who falsely claimed all that lovely corporate welfare were breaking the law. And as Josh says and Jerry nods, you can't go after people who haven't broken the law. And what's a 25 bill ripoff between friends? Friends like Angus Armour Prophet, Supremo of the True Blue Aussie Institute of Company Directors, who praised Josh for his directions to the corporate regulator ASIC that it drop its litigation mantra and instead contribute to the government's economic goals and not limit businesses' discretion and flexibility to operate in the manner they see fit, while still complying with the law. But if they're not complying with the law, for God's sake, don't do anything about it. See, ASIC has been litigating against the caring business class based on the recommendations of the Her Most Gracious Majesty's Commission into the financial sector, which did uncover the odd illegality and spectacular rip-off. But thankfully, the government, forced to hold that inquiry against its will, has now pretty well ensured it's dragged us back to pre-Commission laissez-faire, which the Commission found was mostly very, very lazy unfair. So company directors are happy with us, Angus? We asked Angus. Ecstatic. Angus, for some reason, couldn't stop rubbing his hands together. Nonetheless, the directive did cause a rush for the smelling salts in a few barristers' chambers, good advocates of the law who have mastered the art of dragging cases out for years and ensuring many never see the light of at their usual very reasonable daily rates. Having been trapped in a corner and forced to hold the Finance Commission, the one serious inclusion by the caring business class government was the term of reference designed to separate workers from their superannuation, transfer all that lovely, lovely money to where it belongs with the caring business class and the great financial institutions, which unfortunately backfired big time and nailed the caring business class and the great financial institutions, with the ongoing crusade to ignore those facts and get that lovely, lovely to where it belongs, still backfiring as the latest figures show the industrial super funds are still far outperforming the caring business class and the great financial institutions. Although, as we reported a couple of weeks ago, Josh and his co-conspirator, former Institute of Public, very, very private affairs official, and now Polly Tim will get them, son, have launched an inquiry into how those pesky super funds, the industrial ones, are upsetting the capitalist system. No prize for guessing what Josh and Tim are going to come up with. Josh and Tim and the company directors, Angus, explained that the industrial funds outperforming the caring business class and great financial institutions is a communist plot, a commie plot, to undermine and expose the great corporate sector by appearing to do better, and making it appear workers, lazy, avaricious workers, and evil unions can play capitalism better than the capitalists, better than their caring employers. But they are doing better. But only because they simply have no idea how capitalism works. Not that there aren't a few problems in workers effectively through their investments in the greatest little economic order of them all, employing and exploiting other workers. Like, and this is not a particularly amusing item, listener, like this disputed Ausgrid, the New South Wales power grid company, whose majority shareholders are industrial super funds, with the Electrical Trades Union declaring it will, quote, continue this fight against Ausgrid and its industry super fund owners until our workers are offered a fair pay rise as well as nationally legislated super increases. With the union planning one-hour stoppages every day this week and Ausgrid responding that if workers take 1 hour off, they won't be paid for the whole day. Workers employing workers. No laughs or satire in that one. US of the UN of the US of the world big supremo Joe Biden with capital told us the alliance with True Blue Aussie is essential to preserving peace and prosperity. Like the coalition of the killing preserved peace and prosperity in Afghanistan, Joe. Exactly. And in Iraq, certainly. And in Vietnam? Oh yes, we have liberated people across the globe by bringing them the great benefits of liberty, freedom and democracy. But in Vietnam, the National Liberation Front was the enemy we attempted to slaughter. Was that in order to liberate them from their liberation? They had an evil idea of liberation. Which won the war, only because they were too evil to comprehend how we were trying to help them. Napalm, Agent Orange, still rampant in their environment, trying to bomb them into oblivion, that sort of thing. They were too stupid to realize what was good for them, like the Afghans, the Iraqis, the Libyans, well, the long list. We can't help it if these people are too backward to accept our help. But then Joe did say, no embellishment, that the evacuation from Kabul had been an extraordinary success, which says something about his mental state. He's more demented than we thought, although it was certainly extraordinary. And the good news is that our minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Maurice Payne in there, and the minister for offence and trained killing, Constable Peter Duffer, are heading off to the US of to pay homage at Joe's court and show we're not backward and stupid. Not backward and stupid, Peter. Like, no. The prime example, that, Peter. And our man in the USO, former caring business class Polly Arthur Sins of Dunnus, said evil China was a bigger threat than the 9/11 Saudis who forced the USO to invade Afghanistan. So Maurice and Pete and Arthur would have us invading China. Now, isn't that guaranteed to be one of the great military success stories? Like all those other success stories obeying the orders from our train killer headquarters in the Pentagon. And big supremo Scuttlebem Morlashson, a.k.a. ScoMo, said the US-OB alliance was essential to our recovery from the coronavirus. He really said that. He just didn't provide us with any details to explain his brilliant thought bubble. And if we thought there was light at the end of all this train killer mongering, Socialist Party Supremo and would-be big Supremo Anthony All Being Uzi said he would spend more trillions to make our train killers even more ready to go about their proud profession of killing people. But do please spare a thought for our former minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Alexander, who wrote the extraordinary success, had shaken his faith in our great ally and very, very, very close friend. Today's leaders were minnows compared to great US or big supremos of the past, including the great Ronnie Reagan, who was demeted most of the time. So what's that say about Joe and Alexander for that matter? Our vexatious ranter Clive Palmagina's rave this week is again something we can agree with. We can never trust the caring business class or socialist parties. See? So far, so good. But then he adds, again. And that's where our agreement ends, because we've never trusted them in the first place. Notice Craig Kelly, the planet who departed the caring business class hayseed and sheepshead coalition because it was so pathetically soft on coal, even suggesting coal may have to be phased out by sometime next century, has become parliamentary leader of Clive's United True Blue Aussie Party. Those two should make a formidable electoral force. No relationship to coal into the next century, but see New York mayor's response to the massive storms and floods hitting his city was, the time has come to learn the lessons from these extreme events. They say that every time, which is just about every day. Slow learners, obviously. Although in fairness to Craig Kelly, the planet, he knows there is no relationship between extreme events and climate change, which the extreme events are, because climate change isn't. Like, finally, poor Santosus the prophets, which is distraught that it has invested trillions into its Narrabri coal seam gas project, but as yet has not received approval because all these bloody long-haired commie greenie wooden worker and iron environmental lots keep challenging it in court. Even though Santosus the prophets points out there is a frightening scarcity of new gas developments on the East Coast as developers struggle to get projects up the ground. Or we might say under the ground, but the worry is the anti-progress long-haired commie lots would probably use a different word than frightening. Might even see frightening as applying if the project does go ahead, showing, as Santosus the prophets knows, how frightening they are. Good morning.